This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Ted Poe, Republican from the Lone Star State's 2nd Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the Obama administration's decision today to lift the moratorium on deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, a moratorium that was supposed to extend until the end of November, although many critics of the moratorium being imposed in the first place are not impressed with where this leaves the drilling industry, as well as thousands of jobs along the Gulf Coast. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Always good to talk to you, Greg.
Well, a lot of response that I've seen from Republicans today is, I guess this is good news, but it's certainly not the end of the story because of a lot of regulations and red tape involved with drilling on the Gulf Coast. What's your reaction to what happened today?
The administration has lifted the moratorium, but there's still no drilling in the deep water. And the reason there's no drilling in the deep water is because the administration now has imposed new regulations, and these new regulations have to will take effect immediately, and all of these rigs will have to change some of their procedures and be re-permitted again by the federal government, and this will take a great amount of time. Plus, the federal government is going to issue more regulations next year, which will require that they be re-permitted once again. So there is no more, we haven't started drilling in the deep water, which is the whole issue. The moratorium was arbitrarily imposed. Two courts said so. The administration imposed another moratorium anyway, and now they have lifted it, but there is still no drilling in the deep water because now the federal government has issued all these new regulations.
Obviously, the public explanation for that will be to prevent the disaster that happened earlier this year on the Deepwater Horizon rig. But what explanation have you been given as to why the whole permitting process would begin all over again rather than just imposing new regulations and having new inspections?
Well, they have to. There will be new inspections for all of these rigs, and so they can't start drilling again until they have the regulations are in place, the new changes, plus the new inspection. And we don't even know if there are enough inspectors to inspect these rigs. The purpose of the moratorium was because of the BP disaster and to find out what caused the BP disaster. Today, the administration still does not know what caused the BP disaster. So the moratorium was imposed to find out the cause of the disaster. That cause is still under investigation. And so the purpose of the moratorium seems to be that it's arbitrarily now being lifted when they haven't even solved the problem of this deep water blowout by BP.
So how long do you figure until operations are up and running where they were as of mid-April?
It will be sometime next year. We also must remember that even though the administration in the summer said shallow water drilling would resume, remember the federal government imposed shallow water drilling ban as well, those rigs all have to be recertified and re-permitted again. And in essence, the shallow water permitting process is taking so long that many of those rigs that should have been operating in the summer are still not operating because the federal government hasn't recertified them again. So drilling in the Gulf of Mexico has come to a halt except for a few rigs, and it's put people out of work, much less, also we're at energy and being able to take care of ourselves. So administration was arbitrary when they started this process, and now they are just making it more difficult for Americans to drill offshore.
Congressman, are oil and energy companies waiting for this to play out, or are they packing up shop and figuring out another place to try and drill without all the red tape?
Companies are making the best decision for their business that they can, and some I think will stay and some will leave. They will. We've already had two of them leave, and others are planning to leave, I understand. But the uncertainty of the regulation process and the new regulations coming on board and the cost of those and whether or not they're going to do any good or not is a business factor that these companies will have to make a determination whether or not it's worth the cost of waiting to stay in the deep water of the Gulf of Mexico or to move somewhere else like they have already done, one move to Brazil and one move to Egypt. So the business, it's the uncertainty in this whole environment that is causing an economic disaster in the Gulf of Mexico.
What's been the impact on jobs, whether it's your district, as far as you know, or even throughout the Gulf Coast region?
The offshore workers, of course, are not working. They're not going offshore. These workers are very good paying jobs, and they can make $80,000 to $100,000 working offshore. So they're not working. And then the related industries are being affected as well, whether it's the piping industry, whether it's the food industry. Anything that's related to the offshore industry has an economic downturn because we're not drilling. The decision to not drill is arbitrary, and even though the moratorium is lifted, there will still be right now little drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. So the economic impact is still affected here in the Gulf Coast of Texas.
Congressman, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, for being with us and offering your reaction to today's events.
Thank you, Greg.
Texas Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.